Since the start of this year, 2018, many South Sudanese citizens have been returning to their homes in big numbers. Few others returned as early as the end of last year. The chief of Winkable Bomber, Michael Obanjoko, has already received more than half of his residents back. Each one is returning to their homes. The chief receives his people, plus non-residents, with open arms amid uncertainties.
In November, people started returning home. I registered about 4,083 households with 9,702 individuals, but there is no support for them. Not only that, I also host IDPs who flee conflict in Pajok, totaling to 12 households and 90 individuals who are still with me.
Chief Michael's area is found in Magwiz, Wirapayam, one of the areas experiencing relative calm in the country. However, many residents returns to nothing. Most of their properties has been destroyed during the violence. Office of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commissions of South Sudan is trying to get some support for the people. The relief coordinator, Salfa Ben O'Kane, says his team gathers live saving supports for returnees. Supports come from various humanitarian agencies operating in South Sudan.
We carried out the distribution twice in Pajok. First, on the 23rd of October, was food items distributed by HealthLink with support from Child Fund Korea to 500 households. Then non-food items was also distributed to 292 households by SUFEM.
With the numbers of returnees swelling every day, the relief agency feel overstressed to keep up with the needs. The pressure on the resources is too much. Donation of resources is not going smoothly. Okenye's concerns about the response his team gets from donors. A lot more is needed. Okenye says nearly 80% of people like Angeo Knights, who returns between February and April of this year, did not have access to any humanitarian support and that they are struggling to make ends meet. Knights wants to rebuild her burnt head. She needs to start cultivating to plant some crops too. However, she needs some basic help of seeds plus tools to use in her gardens as well as at home. The relief agency cannot deliver in time.
I decided to come back on my own behalf because it's not easy there. We are six in our family, but the food we receive cannot take us through the next month.
She says while in the refugee camps, she did everything in her power to keep her family fed, but she did not succeed. She says her family members returned on the 14th of March. They came from Balorinya refugees camp of South Sudanese people. Even though her situation has not changed much, Knight is hopeful some help she needs will come soon. She says they returned to live off her land. They want to cultivate enough food. She knows it is just a matter of time. For CBN, I'm Chanwad Edward in South Sudan's Magwi County.